This is a summit like no other summit.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
There is no prearranged agreement, and failure would make matters worse. So why have the participants taken such a risk? Because for each of them, there is greater risk in doing nothing about a conflagration threatening to run out of control. It may seem politically rash for President Clinton to throw together this high-profile parley with such uncertain prospects, but much rasher would be to allow the peace process that he's become so identified with to collapse in a paroxysm of violence in the last weeks of the election campaign. The risk to Arafat is great if he goes home empty-handed, but greater is the risk of sliding into a renewed intifada in which he would lose control to the passions of the street and the suicide bombers of the Hamas. King Hussein, who promoted warm relations with Israel, faced the prospect of being isolated among the Arab states, already considering a return to pre-Oslo trade and diplomatic boycotts of Israel. The refusal of Mubarak to join him underscored Hussein's delicate position. Even the cocky, fast-talking Netanyahu realized there would be a price to pay for stonewalling the Clinton summit. That would add the American administration to the growing list of his critics. He knows America well enough to know that Robert Dole's statement of support, pandering to the Jewish vote, would not avail him much. American Jews are far from unanimous in endorsing Netanyahu's display of macho in Jerusalem. The first smoke signals from the White House are moderately encouraging. Expectations are set low enough so that they can be fulfilled. A good sign is a simple fact that they are meeting. A better sign would be an agreement for open-ended negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians. A terrific sign would be a Netanyahu concession on Hebron and or the sealing of the West Bank border. It may be that the Oslo peace process has come close enough to the edge of the cliff to frighten the antagonists into some common sense. It may be that this improvised summit will be better remembered for what it averted than what it accomplished. This is Daniel Shore.